Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up, and we've got complete details coming your way after this. Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to take care of your projects that have been piling up? P&K can help with a John Deere 3032E tractor. You'll get 32 horsepower of pure ready-to-work muscle. And the best part is, we'll top it off with a $3,200 discount and low-rate financing. So don't miss out. Let the P&K sales team kickstart your productivity this spring. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/16. Finance offer subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. Must be a resident of Oklahoma or Arkansas. Other restrictions may also apply. See P&K for details.
It's go time. So when we say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that means now. Just ask your local team.
We can help you save with our locked rate discount.
We're ready to go. And don't forget, if you locked in last fall, you get the same discount this spring.
Your local Pioneer team is there for you when it's crunch time.
So let's get going.
And let's get saving.
Talk to your local Pioneer sales professional about the advantages of using the locked rate discount. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Well, strong gains held across the feeder cattle complex today, with the majority of buyer support seen in May through September contracts. That's based on expected seasonal support and potentially tighter supplies. Cash cattle trade is starting to develop at steady to higher price levels in last week, which is helping to support nearby and deferred cattle live cattle futures through the end of the week. The hog futures remain stuck in a narrow trading range, as short covering is the main objective of Friday's trading session. Trade's expected to remain sluggish through the end of the day and into the weekend. For live cattle, firm support seen in all but front month April contracts, as traders focused on the renewed gains in boxed beef values and late week support from the cash cattle trade. The momentum in late fall and winter live cattle contracts has become the main driver on the market, despite overall light volume here today. The triple digit gains developed in the May through September contracts with the feeder cattle, with traders focusing on late week support from cash cattle trade and the ability to spark additional gains based on the beef values. Firm support also seen in the very lightly traded May contract for the hog futures, which is now the front month contract following April's expiration. The grains finished higher today, including soybeans, which were higher after Twitter sources said that the National Oilseed Processors Association pegged the March soybean crush at 156.7 million bushels, slightly more than expected, but down from the 162 million bushels of a year ago. The wheat futures flat to 3 cents higher across the three contracts today in quiet trade following the lead of the row crops today. Corn futures 3 to 4 cents higher today with light upside chart momentum due to a move above $3.75, picking up buy stops and some fresh chart buying. Short covering this afternoon could give us some exciting trade as we finish the week. And the soybean futures also 6 to 7 cents higher today. We'll check the futures right after this. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.